There's an abortion pill ruling expected today. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Supreme Court Wednesday extended until midnight tonight an order maintaining Americans' current access to the drug mifepristone, while the justices consider a legal challenge. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
A lower court had ordered the FDA to stop approval of the drug earlier this month, leading some members of Congress to call on the FDA to ignore the ruling. Last week, President Biden's Department of Justice filed an appeal to the Supreme Court to stop a partial restriction on the drug. The drug has been used by over 5 million women across the country.
The Food and Drug Administration approved mifepristone in 2000 as part of a two-drug regimen for medication abortions. The other drug, misoprostol, can be used by itself with a higher risk of side effects and slightly less effectiveness. An American's confirmed to have been killed in Sudan.
We've not been given the identity of the American who died, nor any information about how they were killed. The State Department only saying their family has been told. The paramilitary rapid support forces and Sudan's official army have been battling for control of the country. Extra troops and equipment are being moved to a naval base in nearby Djibouti in case the U.S. needs to evacuate staff. Army leader General Abdel Fattah Burhan today promising to transition Sudan to civilian rule when the crisis comes to an end. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
President Biden scheduled to sign an executive order today meant to protect all communities' clean air and water.
It will create a new office focused on environmental justice, also instruct agencies to look at gaps in science and data, and require notification to communities in the event of a release of toxic substances, and also try to protect communities from pollution.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House reported that the president and his team are preparing an official re-election campaign announcement for this coming Tuesday, and that he'll be meeting with top Democratic Party donors later next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-838-2626. That's 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626.
It's going to be easier to get the death penalty in Florida.
Governor Ron DeSantis signing into law the bill passed by the state legislature, changing the requirement for a unanimous jury vote to recommend a death sentence to a two-thirds majority of the jurors. The signing was done in a private ceremony with families of some of the victims of the 2018 Parkland, Florida high school shooting. The admitted killer avoided a death sentence when three of the jurors voted against imposing it, something the governor called a tragic failure of the justice system. A previous state law that allowed non-unanimous death penalty recommendations was thrown out by the Supreme Court in 2016, but that decision has since been rescinded. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A Kansas City, Missouri man gets his hate crime sentence.
Malachi Robinson will spend nearly 22 years behind bars for shooting a teenager because of his sexual orientation in 2019. Robinson pleaded guilty to violating federal hate crime laws last July. Prosecutors say Robinson and the victim met by chance, and he suggested they go to a wooded area to have sex. But Robinson separately told his girlfriend he might shoot this boy because of his sexual orientation. Robinson did just that, shooting him 8 times. The teen survived after undergoing several surgeries. Some bullets remain in his body. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A severe weather threat moves further east.
After another active day of severe weather yesterday, storms will start to weaken, but there's still the risk of strong thunderstorms along a cold front stretching from the Gulf Coast to the East Coast, and pockets of heavy rain could cause flash flooding. Behind this system, snow will continue to fall across the northern plains and upper Midwest. Mountain snow and coastal rain will continue for the northern and central Rockies, as well as the Northwest, but California and the Southwest will get a break from the active weather this week.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. A cargo container full of gold and other items valued at nearly $15 million is reported stolen from the Toronto airport. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. A teen found guilty of stabbing another teen to death outside Springfield's Lanfer High School in 2021, getting 43 years in prison. Kamja Bias, first sentence after being convicted of 9 total counts, including 3 counts of first-degree murder. And Urbana Nursing Home and Rehab Facilities closing. The owner of University Rehab citing financial, census, regulatory, and operational challenges as the reasons for the closure. That facility housing 80 patients. They're expected to be moved out by mid-June. Well, Tom Coleman's set to become the next vice chancellor for academic affairs and provost at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. His new position is pending approval from the University Board of Trustees. He is currently the dean of the College of Liberal Arts at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. The new appointment will take effect this coming July 19th. Congrats to that man. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Hey, good morning. It's April 21. It's Friday.
And yay! Stevie J.
Diane Ducey is with us. I am Stevie J. That's Greg Soyer, brought to you this morning by Urbana Park District.
They remind you, Earth Day for everyone. Tomorrow at Meadowbrook Park between 1 and 4, we'll be talking with Savannah Donovan later in the show about all the details on that. Around 3, they'll be taking a bike tour to bike-friendly businesses in Urbana. They've got a great plan with lots of activities and displays and demonstrations. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
All right, meteorologist Greg Soyer. We got a lot going on at the University of Illinois athletically this weekend. Sounds like I'm going to need to layer up a little bit here, friend.
Yeah, for, mid to late stretch in April time around here, with the severe weather aspect from yesterday gone, in the form of just the mushroomed out rain over Indiana and out towards all around the Terre Haute area this morning. And other than a few spits and sprinkles around, we'll probably look at a kickoff temperature this evening, between about 55 and maybe close to 60 at the start of festivities. And yeah, some cold weather for the weekend around here with our greatest frost and freeze concern probably Monday morning when skies clear and winds finally drop on back. Matter of fact, those frost and freeze advisories and warnings covering a good part of the central and southern Corn Belt west of the Mississippi for now. Out the door this morning, not bad temperature-wise, again, for this time of the day, at 47 degrees at Willard and Savoy, same at Danville, 43 Bloomington Normal, 44 at Kankakee, and up to about 62 this afternoon. That compares to typical average normal high, if you will, for the time of year at about 64, 65. So in the ballpark and the rain chances pretty small here for this morning and maybe a stray shower this afternoon. That'll wind down this evening. No consequence for football. Overnight readings down to 39 for the day. Tomorrow, a couple of sprinkles both morning and afternoon. Lots of clouds and a cold day's worth of weather and a gusty west wind. Just 49 to 50 tomorrow. Mid-30s tomorrow night, but the breeze will stay up, so don't see any widespread frost here come Sunday morning. But a chilly day nonetheless. Partly sunny and only 50 in the afternoon. But then Monday morning, 28 to 32. Highs up to the mid-50s, hovering around 60 or so. Tuesday and Wednesday, only a mention of rain for next week's on Thursday. We're dry Friday, and temperatures still a bit below average in lower 60s to round out late next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, off we go into our weekend, and yeah, a little cooler than we'd like. A week from Monday is May.
I know it.
Congratulations. And all the Mother's Day.
That's right.
All that comes with May.
I think we have prom this weekend. And
proms are here.
No.
Goodness.
In fact, I've seen a couple of different cars in front of high schools because I know they did this mock crash to encourage students, obviously, not to drink and drive, but distracted driving too, and to buckle up. You get caught up in these moments and you don't take all the precautions you might normally do when you're in all this fancy formal wear. So thank you to all the resource officers in the area. I know I helped out with audio on some of that crash they were coming into those scenes and doing that assembly outside.
If it can save one life, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Right? Anyway, it's prom. I mean, prom got to be such a huge deal for the creativity on asking somebody to go.
The promposals, Stevie.
Yeah, they're big time.
I mean, even back in the day, I remember Nathaniel had a promposal on the radio.
Right, we did that. We did that. It's been 10 years, but in our day, we didn't have anything like
right.
that. It's like who you ask it.
Right.
I mean, that's all you did.
And I went to prom every year, but I know that my freshman year, the girlfriend dumped the guy and I was friends with the sister, and so hey, will Deuce go with me? I want to go. So that was my proposal my freshman year.
I barely went once. Barely.
Okay, gotcha.
So I didn't have a whole lot of
activity.
I think
my daughter Gabby, who worked at Michelle's bridal shop and she was into all the dresses, I think she went to 8. You know, when you include St. Joe, St. Thomas
and Walden. Dress up and have fun, I guess.
He was a professional prom.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you do. All right, it's 7:10. We got a open scrimmage tonight. Now, what they're saying for Illinois football, 7 o'clock if you want to go, it's free. You know how to dress. You know how to do it. I mean, just like a fall game or something, be a little chilly. But you can take a look at some of the quarterbacks that we have.
Yeah.
There are three that are probably most likely. First one is the kid from Mississippi, Luke Altmyer.
You know, nowadays, I feel like, you know, most programs kind of do the same things. They, you know, they pull and they take from, you know, each and every single team, you know. It's just, you know, the verbiage and different things like that. So, I mean, there's so many similarities from what I've done in the past and, you know, where I am now. And, you know, it's just kind of understanding what's around me and, you know, it's a daily process.
That's Luke Altmyer. And then you got John Paddock. John Paddock is the grandson of John Wright. John Wright was a big star at Illinois football in the 60s and played a little NFL football as well. And then John Wright's son, was a big star for Illinois in the 90s. And this is the grandson of John Wright and the nephew of Johnny Wright, John Paddock.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been good to get comfortable with the guys, get comfortable with the system. Really enjoying my time here so far. Love Champaign. Good to have some family nearby. And, I think we've made some progress. You know, obviously got to keep stacking. But I think, you know, as a room, we've done a good job of bouncing off each other, pushing each other. And it's been a lot of fun. I've loved it so far.
Yeah, he came from Ball State, and he was actually the starter last year. So he has one more year, my understanding. Then you got a kid named Donovan Leary. Donovan Leary is the youngest. He's 19.
Wow.
Donovan wants to just play.
So, I mean, I just want to play. Last year I was taking scout team reps, and I was looking forward to it. Now I'm out here. First practice was getting one reps, and Coach Lonnie said I'm getting two reps, and now I'm going back to one reps. I just like playing football, man. So anything I can do to just get on the field and play, I'm taking it.
I'm taking it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Tight end, whatever you got.
Oh, it's great that he's hungry.
Yeah, you like the hunger. I would. I mean, who knows? But I'm thinking Mississippi's Luke Altmyer probably is supposed to kind of play the role of Tommy DeVito this year, would be my guess.
Okay.
Anyway, good look there. And then you got, I think the biggest thing happening really is the best team on campus is golf. And you got a chance to see him.
Uh-huh.
And you can go at 7:30 tomorrow morning. They play 36 holes. Nobody's going at 7:30 except friends and family. Nobody's going at 7:30.
Right.
It'd be 39 degrees. And if my kids are playing, I'd be there at 7. Okay. That's what I used to do. That's fine.
That's right.
But and then you got to pick up somebody maybe you want to walk with, you know, to kind of see how they're doing.
Okay.
I would really just like to see how they handle. If you're a golfer and if you played tournament golf in your life, you know that you play in tough weather. And if it's windy at Stone Creek, if it's really, really hard at the Atkins Club, golf club at the University of Illinois, then you know it's really hard to score. And by that, I mean you get birdies and eagles and things like that. Some days you're happy if you can par the hole. Because remember, they've stretched this thing out to 7,400 yards. I don't know how they're going to play it tomorrow. If the wind's up and everything else, they've already got it planned out. But it's going to be really hard even for these guys. But it'll be fun to watch them just to see how they do it. And just how good the college golfer has gotten, particularly here at Illinois. So it's a rare opportunity. I've not been here since 2011 to actually play a home match.
Wow.
So, and clearly, they're, you know, it's a non-revenue sport, but they're the best team we've had for years. Mm-hmm. They most successful. And they just, the only thing lacking is the national championship. And every year they seem to scare it. Some years better than others. This year ought to be a pretty interesting time to see if Illinois can actually win a golf championship. And they're good enough. It's just golf is golf. You know, ball curls out or ball curls in. That's about the difference. And how you do from 10 feet in. It's amazing how talented they are.
Well, Coach Mike Small does such a great job with the program, obviously. Award-winning coach year after year. And I've never been to the facility, but it's kind of a visual thing. And you're inside and you're...
Demersion has putting inside. Right. They got the little garage doors that open. You hit the ball.
Okay.
But now they got a golf course. They got places to take, you know, 100, 200-yard shots.
True.
And it's beautiful. I mean, it's the best Northern school golf program by far in America. Will they win their ninth in a row in the Big Ten championship in a week? 13 out of 14 years, they've won the Big Ten tournament. That's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
In golf, it's just not easy. But It's incredible that if you look at the track record of Illinois golf. Anyway, your chance, you just got to layer up and go see some incredible players.
So. And a lot of things happening. Illinois baseball at 3 against Minnesota. Illinois softball, Michigan State at 4 o'clock. Strikeout Cancer Weekend. Tomorrow at the baseball game, if you want to bring some old baseball equipment, it's Gear for Good. Track is in action. Tennis is in action. We were just talking about the golf. And, of course, the family. First look. Open scrimmage at 7 o'clock tonight at Memorial Stadium. Plenty of options to wear your orange and blue and say go Illini. Farmer City Raceway is going. They're having fun at that award-winning dirt track in Farmer City. Well, we didn't have a game yesterday, but St. Louis is facing Seattle with a 9-10 start. Let's get your Redbird recap.
After 13 straight days with a game, the Cardinals enjoy a day off yesterday following a 14-5 win against the Diamondbacks on Wednesday. Up next for the club, a three-city, 10-game West Coast road trip that'll match them up against the Mariners, Giants, and Dodgers. First up, a three-game series against Seattle that begins tonight. Left-hander Steven Matz is the scheduled starter. He's looking for his first win of the season as he brings an 0-2 record and a 6.48 ERA into the game. He'll be opposed by right-hander George Kirby, who is 1-1 with a 3.78 ERA. Right-handers Miles Michaelis and Jack Flaherty are also scheduled to start games during the weekend series. First pitch is scheduled tonight at 9:10. That means coverage will get underway at 8:15. The Cardinals enter tonight's game with a record of 8-11, putting them 6 games back of Milwaukee in the division, still very early on in the year. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Well, I guess a grand slam from the Dodgers in the ninth inning prevented the Cubs from winning.
So it was 2-2 in the ninth?
Yeah. Wow. So okay. It was 6-2 was the final. It's a 1:20 start over on US 105.9. Drew Smyly on the mound for our Cubbies. Chicago White Sox using Michael Kopech on the mound. They'll take it on Tampa Bay with a 5:40 start. Well, we had Philadelphia over Brooklyn, 102-97. Golden State over Sacramento, 114-97. Phoenix over the LA Clippers, 129-124. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, Boston and Atlanta. We had Cleveland and New York in action, and Denver and Minnesota will be the late night game tonight, in case you're keeping up. So, again, go Illini with 13 events in 3 days. Mm. Lots of opportunities to check out the action all in and around Memorial Stadium.
All right, our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, advanced care planning is key, especially if there's a medical crisis that comes up. Talk with your primary care provider about advanced care planning services through Carl. Learn more at carl.org.
Great Stever, next.
Look at everyone, that's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity. Much quieter weather picture from a severe weather standpoint for the next few days, but no real spring feel. Temperatures will continue below and at times much below seasonal expectations, especially over the course of the weekend, just downright cold for this mid to late stretch of April. Still tracking some rain to the east and south, and some of that may backbuild over parts of the area for the day-to-day. Just a couple of spotty showers in areas, especially from Champaign to the east and south. We'll see temperatures to about 62 this afternoon. Noon under variably cloudy skies, wind shifting around into the west and southwest, 39 tonight, and a stray shower early and late. Couple sprinkles and a cold day tomorrow. Lots of clouds, temperatures barely to 50. On a west-northwesterly breeze, gusty for the afternoon, down to 34 for tomorrow night, and a partly sunny, chilly day on Sunday, the high near 50. Frost and freeze here come Monday morning, with highs up to 56 in the afternoon. 60-ish Tuesday and Wednesday, a couple of showers Thursday, dry Friday, highs back to the low to mid-60s late next week. For Stephen Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Procter & Gamble is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. P&G makes everything from Pampers to Tide and Charmin brands. P&G says it raised prices by about 10% across various brands from a year ago. It's more optimistic about sales. HCA Healthcare's earnings and revenue top forecasts. And oil services company Schlumberger is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. AT&T shares are slightly higher this morning. It appears bargain hunters have moved in after AT&T stock slumped yesterday in its worst day in about 20 years following mixed earnings. Apple is planning an app that would let you compile daily health-related information. The Wall Street Journal says it's part of Apple's expansion into mental and physical health tech. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jitty Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Looking to eat healthier and buy locally? Savannah Ridge Farms in Indianola, Illinois has been expanding their yak herd for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, no hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms is raising 100% all-natural yaks that feed on organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and you can also pick them up at their farm. Visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com for incredibly healthy yak meat. That's SavannahRidgeFarms.com. SavannahRidgeFarms.com.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley. Spring into slumber with a variety of comfort choices from top mattress brands like Ashley Sleep and Sealy, or get 0% interest for 60 months on select best-selling mattresses. Visit the Mattress Gallery at your local Ashley store to experience our test rest and learn about savings options throughout the store with qualifying mattress purchases. This spring, make an investment in your health by improving your sleep with a new mattress. Visit your local Ashley store for better sleep and savings today.
Racing, racing, racing! Farmer City Racing has a full show of late models, modifieds, and street stocks battling it out for the big prize money on Dirt Car Racing's track of the year. Sponsors like Alani Overhead Door help make your Friday Night Lights racing experience terrific. Get pit passes now with discounts for veterans and young fans under 12. Visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
When you know you've got a problem and something's bugging you, call on American Pest Control and take control. You'd be wise, Americanized. Call on American Pest Control. That's how you get back in control. Call American Pest Control. American Pest Control. No more bugs to bug you. Take control.
Kids may love bugs, but we don't. It's time now for a no-obligation termite inspection. American Pest Control has now installed the Centricon Termite Colony Elimination System to over 6,000 homes right here in central Illinois. The Centricon system provides complete colony elimination. Make sure your home is protected. Get their home before they get yours.
Call American Pest Control. American Pest Control. No more bugs to bug you. Take control.
All right, 7:24. We have a Stever this morning. Firstly, Brother Johnny's in town.
Hi, Johnny.
Johnny, nice to see you.
Hey, great to be here in Philo.
Center of the universe. You're back.
Yep, great to have Johnny back, and we appreciate him here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm offering you a $500 bill today, and there is such a thing. You have to go to a coin shop to buy a $500 bill. There's a $1,000 bill.
I've got a $500 bill.
Who's on it? Do you know who's on the five? Is it? Let's see.
I should remember that, but okay. I do not.
I'd have to look it all up.
Diane will get it for us.
I'm familiar with the active faces. up to 100. That's all we got. Benjamin Franklin, then U.S. Grant, Ulysses S. Grant's on the 50.
William McKinley
on the 500. 25th president is actually assassinated on a train. And then Teddy Roosevelt took
over. Cleveland on the 1,000 and James Madison on the $5,000 bill. I think all of those are inactive.
There's actually a 10,000. Is that Chase on a 10,000?
Yeah, somebody like Chase.
Samuel B. Chase, I think, was on the $10,000 bill that, you know, maybe the Vanderbilts had some of those back
in
the day.
I'm not sure if you handed anybody a $500 bill, they'd give you anything for it.
Yeah, no, there's no change. Although the $1,000 bill is worth like $1,200,
$1,300. Okay.
You got to go buy one.
Collectors.
Yes, that's right. All right, so here I'm giving you $500 to go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. If you have a minimum spend of $1,000, it's 50% off is essentially what I'm giving you. And you, everybody needs something. A freezer, a dishwasher. You get a washer and dryer, it's going to be, you know, $2,100 probably, $1,800. And so $500 will help.
Sure.
If you're in the market, you will not find another $500 bill like this anywhere. Nobody's doing that.
1510 North Neal Street over by I-74.
So you go to ghoststever.com. You can click me and get entered. We'll let you know later today if you win. And or if it's easier, you can text in DVD or Dick Van Dyke on the text line. That also gets you entered and considered for $500. I'm going to do it twice today. So two people. We have a $500 bill to go to Dick Van Dyke and pick something out and get $500 off.
Kitchen appliances, laundry, refrigeration, cooking, dishwashers, outdoor. I mean, a lot of people rocking their outdoor spaces these days. Wow.
I just, there's no one in the world, and I'm not exaggerating on this one. There's nobody in the world doing this, giving you this much money to go shop.
Absolutely.
So it's a very unique program. Your requirement is to go in the next 7 days and at least start the process. Sometimes things take longer than 7, but that's fine. But you have to go within 7.
Speaking of outdoor cooking and grilling, we have our friend Tim that's in a competition. What'd you say? Down in Arkansas?
Yeah, Tim Onstott, GFT, nice. Gale Furex Trucking. He's one of the best. He was a perfect score in brisket. A big turnaround.
Oh, yeah, no, I had some.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good.
Delicious. Good luck to Tim.
And when I wanted to end with the Dick Van Dyke, if you go in the next 7 days, when it's all said and done, you fill out your survey as to how they treated you, what you thought of them, and that helps us help the business get deeper and better. Called the Stever. You can go to ghoststever.com to enter $500 off at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World or text in 217-359-2255 for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Remember when Mike Small used to play golf with us?
Yeah.
And you made an anecdotal, unscientific observation.
That once he quit playing with us, the team went crazy. They've won everything.
Yeah. I think there's a
correlation. But he might have picked something up from us.
But maybe. Yeah.
I think actually it was a list of things not to do.
Exactly.
Well, I never understood why he turned away when I was swinging. But now I know. You just gotta look into the sun. You can't do that. It's just bad
okay,
for your game.
Gotcha.
Anyway, the golf team has a golf tournament at the Atkins Club at Stone Creek, University of Illinois. Atkins Club at the University of Illinois, first tournament at home since 2011.
Okay.
So you don't have a home game. Unfortunately, it's going to be chilly tomorrow.
Yeah,
right.
But they'll tee off at 7:30 tomorrow and early on Sunday. 36 holes tomorrow, 18 on Sunday. And there's 9 teams here. There'll be some good competition.
Illinois is a top-level golf program, I can tell you.
Well, we were in the title match back in the day. It's been 10 years or so. And we were playing Alabama. Alabama beat us. On that team for Alabama was Harris English, who's now a PGA guy, and Russell Henley, who's a PGA guy. So you're going to see some future PGA guys here.
Well, our guys have been future PGA
guys. No, we have a lot of University of Illinois.
Yeah.
In fact, I think this weekend we got like 4 guys. Thomas Peters, former Belgium guy that came here, is ranked, 20th, 40th or something? Okay. Now, he went to LIV Golf. So he's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
D.A. Points is going to play this weekend, but he's a U of I guy, but not a Mike Small guy.
I don't think.
Anyway, it's a big deal. Lots of activity all weekend. The open scrimmage tonight with Illinois football at 7 o'clock Memorial Stadium. Mm-hmm. If you want to see some of that. All right, we got some stuff. We'll talk next in just a few moments. The Stever offer is $500 off at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Everybody needs something.
All you got to do is go to 217-359-2255, text in DVD or Dick Van Dyke, or go to ghoststever.com. The news, weather, and sports all coming up. 7:30 on this Friday, April 21, ESPN 93.5.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting an experienced installer and an experienced graphics designer. Full-time benefits include retirement plan, health and life insurance, paid holidays, paid vacation. Visit AftershockDD.com/jobs. That's AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. Get noticed.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden reportedly planning to officially announce his reelection campaign on Tuesday, coinciding with the four-year anniversary of his 2020 announcement. Today, he's going to sign an executive order to create a new office in the White House focused on environmental justice efforts. An IRS agent is seeking whistleblower protection to reveal what he thinks is an alleged mishandling of the Hunter Biden tax investigation. The agent's attorney, Mark Little, on Fox, referring to the whistleblower.
He has spotted and observed things that are done differently in this particular matter, which I can't identify. And he wants to talk about them, and he believes that they were influenced by politics.
The Supreme Court facing a self-imposed midnight deadline to decide whether access to an abortion pill will stay unchanged until a legal challenge over FDA approval is resolved. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Millikan University offering a chance to get a closer look at the stars. University holding four public observation nights at the Lighty Traber Science Center's Requarth Observatory starting next week. People can take part in the stargazing April 25th, May 2nd, 9th, and 16th. Champaign County Coroner releasing the name of the Rantoul teen who died of injuries in a shooting in Rantoul. Police there responded to the 1000 block of St. Andrew Circle and located two teens, a 17-year-old male and 18-year-old female that had been struck multiple times. Preston Sullivan pronounced dead at Carle Foundation Hospital. The investigation continues. An abandoned nursing home and rehabilitation facility shutting down as the owner loses millions of dollars running it, citing financial, census, regulatory, and operational challenges as reasons for the decision. There are 80 patients at the 243-bed facility. Rothner expects to have them moved out, they say, by mid-June. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Imagine you're in the south of France in October when the temperature will be 70. Hi, it's Stevie J, and it's time to travel. Join Larry and Elena Canfer for their Off the Beaten Path to the South of France and Italy, September 29th through October 9th. The south of France is noted for its Mediterranean lifestyle and unique artists like Van Gogh, Picasso, and Chagall. They'll go off the beaten path to explore picturesque villages and seaside towns. You'll enjoy delicious meals with the greatest olive oil and wine. Then you'll go east to Milan, the Italian city of design and fashion and Ferraris. Again, the trip leaves from Champaign September 29th and goes through October 9th, non-stop flights both ways. It's the south of France and Milan, Italy, with Larry and Elena Canfer. For complete details and to sign up, go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, this Saturday. And watching a corridor of rain to the south and east may creep into parts of the area as the day wears on for the day today. Other than that, variably cloudy skies, much cooler weather, and gone any severe weather aspect here for the next few days. Temperatures to about 62 on a wind that'll cover out into the west and southwest later this afternoon. Lingering shower chance early and late night tonight, too, and colder, 39. For the day tomorrow, fair amount of clouds. Not much sun, a couple of sprinkles both early and late. Highs just 49 on a west-northwesterly breeze. It'll be gusty. Partly sunny, still chilly to round out the weekend on Sunday, but we're rain-free there. Highs near 50. And a pretty good frost and freeze expected here come Monday morning. High temperature up around 56 after bottoming out at 28 to 32. Highs a little bit below average around here with dry weather for Tuesday and Wednesday near 60. Into the low to mid-60s Thursday and Friday. And perhaps a bit of rain for the end part of the week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solyea.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate that. ESPN 93.5, our meteorologist Greg Solyea does such a great job. 25 before 8. I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey in morning. The house. Johnny is here, Brother Johnny. Jimmy Goss. His overnight Nielsen's last Friday were off the charts. He's just a ratings magnet.
Yeah.
He's on the county board. Here I am. I'm this massive public figure, right? I know nothing except that my grandma used to be at the Champaign County Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. So they're shutting it down. Didn't the county sell that? I don't have any idea. I should know this. What happened to the county nursing home? Tell me how the county was involved or isn't involved.
Well, so the county nursing home was shut down or sold in 2019.
Gotcha. And it was just inefficient. It was spending too much money. It was a real pain as far as expenses. The county said we ought to just sell it, and you did.
And we did. And, you know, I mean, it goes back to the early 2000s when you had a few board members on the Champaign County Board that decided they wanted to leave a legacy. And they built a facility that was 100 beds too big. And they wanted to make it, you know, that this is going to be their calling card. Well, their calling card cost the taxpayers of Champaign County about $25 million when it was all said and done. That was the loss. That doesn't count all the tax revenue that was taken to try to keep it going.
All right, so it was not flush. You lost money with the county nursing home from the get-go.
No, when I got on the board in 2017, it was losing $100,000 a month.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So
yeah, and I mean, you know, taxpayers, we're still paying back different funds for what those losses were. I mean, they had drained, you know, at one time, I believe in 2018, we had 30 days of cash left before we were going to have to go borrow just to cover the expenses. And at that time, you know, our expenses, you know, we had a $36 million budget. Our expenses were $100,000 a day.
Oh my goodness.
If you take 36 million divided by 360, that's $100,000 a day. And we were down to that tight on cash. And so, I mean, we had no choice in the matter. But when it sold, there was a deed restriction put on that nursing home for the buyer that the buyer agreed to, that would remain a nursing home until 2028. Well, circumstances that happened, COVID hits, they have a hard time keeping the place full, and they have the same issues that we had, is they can't keep it staffed. And so when you can't keep it staffed, you can't keep it full. A 243-bed nursing home is down to 80 patients.
Right. And William Avi Rothner is also not getting reimbursed on the, you know, Medicaid payments, things like that, too.
Well, welcome to the club.
We were
way behind. Before I got on the county board, I discovered that they had $5.5 million of accounts receivable. In other words, money that people owed the nursing home. Mm. When I finally got done digging through it and screaming about it and working on it, we had folks that had passed in 2012 and 13 that we still showed on the books they owed us money, but there's no way to collect that. So, I mean, we went through a series of professional management that was a joke. It's not an easy business to be a part of. And, you know, when they built that in the early 2000s, really, assisted living was not very common. And now that's more common. And a straight nursing home of that size in this county was never going to be sustainable.
Yeah. Well, now, I wonder, there's 80 transfer people in there now, and I know they're going to transfer them. And I just hope that they find landing places, because guess what? We're all getting older, Jimmy. And there's a need for all of that. But it's really heartbreaking, some of the ways folks are living to hang in there and just stay alive and breathing.
Oh, it's not what you call cheap to stay.
No,
in a
my
place.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. You know, can be for care, no, $10,000 a month or something, Johnny? I mean,
yeah. No, well, five anyway.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah, and then, between five and seven.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it's a lot, Jimmy Goss. Well, listen, I guess I might be breaking news here, but apparently you've signed on. No elections coming up to be lifetime czar on the county board. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, no. No, that is not true. That is fake news.
Fake news.
It will not be the case. I've done my digging. I've done my screaming. I'm at the point of, you know, it's time for somebody else to, you know, want to step up. So if you live in Mahomet, Fisher, Boozland, call me.
Well, there you go.
I can coach you.
Jimmy,
I'll be your campaign manager.
Let me ask Jim Goss, county board member. I think he's outstanding. When was the last time you went to a county board meeting and didn't lean back and fold your arms? Never?
2016, when I wasn't on the board.
Well, listen, we wanted to brief. I appreciate you jumping on. The listening audience
my
likes
pleasure.
You.
My pleasure.
Well, Jim, what do you think someone will do with that building? It's quite a facility.
It's old, well, though, isn't it?
Where,
really old.
That's where the problem is the operator now, the owner now, wanted to sell the building to a facility to be a drug rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we were told. And with that deed restriction, the county board said no. And, you know, at this point, unless the county board starts to negotiate, it's going to sit there empty, and they're not going to pay taxes on it, or they're going to go back and get an appraisal on it, mm-hmm. because it's not an operating nursing home. And the taxes will be diminished greatly.
Well, they should lift that deed restriction, obviously, and try to do something.
Yeah,
with it.
I mean, you could do something else, and that's not palatable. But you know, there are, you know, it's not an easy situation. But for that to sit as a dinosaur and just, and we all know that you leave buildings empty.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Nothing good happens.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'm also reading, Jimmy, that we've got some final results on some of the elections. Were there any surprises for you? We're just learning that the final number tallies inside the last couple of days.
Yeah, I haven't even reviewed them. There's no real surprises to me. I was talking with some folks after the meeting last night about, you know, the Danville mayoral, and I just don't pay attention to what's happened over there. But they were certainly surprised that, I think the final vote tally there was only 60 votes apart. So, I don't know that we had anything super contested. No big surprises in Champaign County.
Okay.
Except the fact that the Cook County, with all their voters in a mayoral election, could count their votes quicker than Champaign County. So that seems to be always a problem in Champaign County.
Brian texted in, a hospice home in Champaign is a serious need. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's available. I mean, if you know somebody that wants to own a home like that, I think that William Avi Rossner would take your phone call.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you know, you can bring it to the county board. I'm not going to say that there's not going to be some compromise at some point, but I just don't know at this point. I mean, we just found out about it this week.
Yeah.
Jimmy, he threatened to close it last fall, and everybody said he wouldn't do it, and there's nothing the county board can do to stop that.
Jim Goss, thank you, my friend. All right. Jim, good to hear from you. Soon. Appreciate it. Jimmy Goss.
Have a good weekend.
On the county board, obviously not for life. So.
It's a tough job, Steve.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I just was never really into late night meetings. Just wow. It's a public service.
Anybody who does anything to me, I mean, I'm doing meetings for the Champaign County Freedom Celebration, organizing the 4th of July and Delano Fun Days Festival. It's just tough to try to drum up volunteers and donations and sponsors on all this summer festivals.
Yeah. If you look at city council, mayor, and a lot of our elected positions, It's not the best job in the world, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And if you really want it, the job, you probably shouldn't have it.
Well, that's a good point.
You want to do what's good for the community and chip in, but it's not always. It's just not always fun and games.
Well,
I really respect
the
people who step up and do it.
But we also have found out in recent years how important even the smaller jobs.
Key.
In small towns, who's in there? Because if you don't look, some people in there
that get in there that you're thinking, well, maybe they shouldn't get in there.
Well, take the mayor, Philo, who's just walking by.
Hey,
by the
studio. They're waving.
And they're waving, and that's a good mayor right there.
First family.
Yeah. That was Jan and Larry.
I mean, the Franks have been in it for generations.
Well, their grandfather was one of the longest-serving mayors in United States history, 40-some years. Uh-huh.
And it's not an easy job to be mayor of Philo, especially to try to do a good job.
You know, right. I know.
And it doesn't really pay like the $51 million Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Philadelphia quarterback. Yeah.
It doesn't pay that.
$51 million a year, that's $3 million a game.
And so these...
Regardless of how you play...
Wow.
If you play.
That's right.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Brother Johnny, Diane, Stevie J, 745 ESPN 93.5. Just an anecdotal, kind of out of the blue. There is a lot of mental health issues. There are people on our streets in Champaign-Urbana. There are people wandering around that just aren't there. They're not very sound. They may be physically okay, but they're struggling. This is a growing problem in every city in America. The question is, what do we do about it? You can't force somebody to go into a place that's got to be on their own free will. And then if you do, you get in the problem of, well, they're fine. Why are you doing that? You know, you get into that because it's a subjective in some cases. But I don't know. It's a growing problem. I mean, our streets in the big cities are a mess. We have the rat population has quadrupled in Los Angeles because of homelessness. And so the question is, do we allow it to continue, or what would we do about that, Johnny? I don't know.
Well, I sure don't have the silver bullet, that's for sure. But it's a shame, and we all have the tent cities in our bigger cities. And I don't know how Champaign is with the homeless, but there's people that need a lot of help.
There's a lot of help, and we see
a lot of panhandlers, thing like that.
Well,
too.
I mean, and are they on drugs, alcohol, mental illness, all of the above? Or have they just lost in a family situation, living out of their car with two small kids? I mean, yeah. I don't know.
And there are people that do live in their car, and they're trying. In many cases, they're actually trying to get enough money to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really; they're just in that position. But then there's a lot of people who. I don't know. They get that. I guess their mind's different. I don't know what it is.
Well, there's a lot of factors, and it's very difficult to just say, here's what we're going to do. You know, obviously, I'm not trying to think we ought to do what China does, but China doesn't allow that. Where do they go? Well, they're supposed to go to that high rise where they put all of them. Mm-hmm. You don't know. And it's, you know, we want to be humane, empathetic in a Christian sense, help when we can, and all of those wonderful things we should be doing. Just being a good steward and citizen. But it is a growing problem, and I nobody has the real solution. You can't force people to go get mental health. You can't force people to get off the street because you can't be a vagrant.
I think you could have places where not big homes, but certainly trailer park type things, like in Florida where a lot of the retired people live in small. And just have places for people to live. It would grow because if you get, you know, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But you have to
say, no, you cannot live in front of this business. You can't sleep on the steps of City Hall.
Well, for instance, like Restoration Urban Ministries is an old hotel from back in the day. And I think that's a good idea if you have a facility like that.
Champaign County Nursing Home building.
you could use it, but then you're going to have problems interaction because of mental illness and some of these other things. And is somebody dangerous? If they're not, it is a really growing problem.
But to throw your hands up and just make it even a bigger problem, because people who are trying to live a normal life can't walk to work or get in their business and then just say, well, that's their right. That's really not their right, I don't believe.
Right.
And that shouldn't be allowed, whatever the case. And so you need to stop that, and obviously you have to have an alternative.
And when you talk about support in our area, I mean, the first that comes to mind for me, See You at Home. I know Strides Shelter is how things are evolving with all of that. The Salvation Army, and they're assisting so many veterans too that are in the in
and
a
there's
way.
So many good organizations that really are doing
they're doing good things and helping out.
It just seems to be an overwhelming problem.
It's an overwhelming problem, and it's one we all want to help and fix and things, but it's so complex and difficult. Nick says, have you heard of the proposed tiny village CU, Carl, and UIUC and other partners have proposed? Can you look up something, okay, Diane, to see if we can learn more about a tiny village proposed by those entities? Because very interested to learn more. I know Gavin Newsom, the former mayor of San Francisco, governor of California, was asked on the street by a man named J.J. Smith and said, what are you going to do about fentanyl? He was in, the governor was in San Francisco, and he was yelling, what are you doing about fentanyl? All these people are dying. Governor said, what do you want me to do? That was his response. Well, maybe he can't stop, I guess, the influx at the border, because that's not his state.
Well, he could support stopping it. It is his state. They're down in Tijuana coming across the border.
Well, okay. We have certainly Tijuana.
And he could certainly at least come over to say, you know, we probably need to control who's coming in and what they're bringing. But he's not. He's all for a free-for-all. And so, yeah. And his answer is, should have just been honest and said, nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
That's so what I do about. See that there has been some Village of Hope, this tiny community with small houses with the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, Carle Foundation Hospital, the University of Illinois, all teaming up with the city of Urbana, also asking for $2 million of the city's $10 million of ARPA money to cover some of the work on the homes, mainly with the new construction costs. They're thinking about 30 houses somewhere in Urbana for people who need a permanent place to live without having homes and being able to stay in shelters. They really struggle with health issues, also struggling on losing their prescriptions, eyeglasses, damaged, broken. There's so many issues that come around this. And that was just an online search away if somebody's interested in this conversation and wants to pursue that.
All right, Brother Johnny's here. We're going to break for the news here, top of the hour, get some stuff going in just a moment. We'll check our weather for the weekend. A little cooler, but that's okay. We know how to do this.
Look at everyone, that's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity. Much quieter weather picture from a severe weather standpoint for the next few days, but no real spring feel. Temperatures will continue below and at times much below seasonal expectations, especially over the course of the weekend, just downright cold for this mid to late stretch of April. Still tracking some rain to the east and south, and some of that may backbuild over parts of the area for the day today. Just a couple of spotty showers in areas, especially from Champaign to the east and south. We'll see temperatures to about 62 this afternoon under fairly cloudy skies. Wind shifting around into the west and southwest. 39 tonight and a stray shower early and late. Couple sprinkles and a cold day tomorrow. Lots of clouds. Temperatures barely to 50. On a west-northwesterly breeze gusty for the afternoon. Down to 34 for tomorrow night. And a partly sunny, chilly day on Sunday. The high near 50. Frost and freeze here come Monday morning with highs up to 56 in the afternoon. 60-ish Tuesday and Wednesday. Couple of showers Thursday, dry Friday. Highs back to the low to mid-60s late next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Hi, my name is Stacy Sutton. I'm the Director of Nursing Operations at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center with oversight of the emergency department. When a serious or life-threatening condition strikes, you can count on OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center to deliver fast and leading-edge care that you need. Our dedicated team of board-certified physicians, nurses, and support staff provide 24/7 care from geriatrics to pediatrics. Should your care need to be elevated, OSF Healthcare offers a wide array of specialties such as pulmonology, cardiology, general surgery, orthopedics, OBGYN, and pediatrics. Our mission is to serve with the greatest care and love. Come to OSF Heart of Mary to experience the difference we can make in your care. And remember, if you're experiencing a life-threatening emergency, call 911.
Looking to eat healthier and buy locally? Savannah Ridge Farms in Indianola, Illinois has been expanding their yak herd for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, no hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms is raising 100% all-natural yaks that feed on organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and you can also pick them up at their farm. Visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com for incredibly healthy yak meat. That's SavannahRidgeFarms.com.
SavannahRidgeFarms.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
When we put family first, we create moments that last a lifetime. We pass memories down through generations. But we can all declare, I remember when.
Far side, right. Pat Bryant, touchdown. Isaiah Williams turns upfield, 45, four, trouble, he's sacked. Seth Coleman.
It's your turn to create these memories. Illinois football season tickets are on sale now for as low as $99 at fightingillini.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, our Stever offer, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you spend it and keep the stuff. Unheard of in the world today. I'm giving out $500 to spend at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. That could come in extraordinarily handy, particularly since the top rack of your fridge doesn't work very well and food spoils. Yeah, I'm talking your language here. So you can text in DVD, Dick Van Dyke, or you can go to GhostStever.com. Thousands of you have signed up for the program. Because you've never heard of a guy smart enough to run such a promotion. I actually write the check and pay the money. So $500, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. All you got to do is go to GhostStever.com or text in Dick Van Dyke if you want to be considered for $500 off Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, North Neal and Champaign. The news is next. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Right now at Lands, it's a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system. We are offering special financing or up to $1,500 off any qualifying Trane system. At Lands, we know what it takes to deliver exceptional comfort, and we offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you are thinking of a new comfort system, now is the time to buy. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see store for details.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.